Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Is the popular kids game Roblox actually trying to play off child exploitation as a gift?
For April 5th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Robbie Landis, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down all that you need to know from the gaming world in just 5 minutes. Coming up, gamers are finally pushing back against companies killing games, and Roku is trying to advertise through your pause screen. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been covering several interviews that have come out of the Game Developers Conference. This time around, Eurogamer attended a Roblox demonstration for AI-powered creation tools within Roblox. However, instead of Eurogamer asking about these tools, they asked Roblox studio head Stefano Carazza about Roblox's role in exploiting children. And Carazza's response was chilling. Carazza opened up with, "I don't know, you can say this for a lot of things, right?" Further elaborating that people could say Roblox is exploiting children, but he'd prefer to say that they're offering people around the world an income. Carazza further argued that there are two sides to this equation. Despite the fact that there have been hundreds of accusations levied at Roblox for allowing the exploitation of children, one notable investigation was conducted by the nonprofit People Make Games back in 2021. They found several unofficial development teams made up entirely of children. And just like normal video game development, these Roblox teams were rife with little to no compensation for work done and sexual harassment claims. To get back to Carazzo's answer, though, he continued, saying that most users don't feel like they were being exploited. They felt like, oh my god, this was the biggest gift. Finishing that he would rather focus on the supposed $1 billion Roblox pays out to creators yearly. This is the most tone-deaf response when credible accusations of child exploitation have been levied against Roblox. And the only reason this ghoul is comfortable with downplaying the exploitation of children is because the US government has sat on its thumbs about the situation. This is an issue where government regulations need to be enforced or created, so scumbags like Stefano Carazza go directly to jail. Earlier this week, Ubisoft closed down the servers to the always-online racing and driving simulator, The Crew, a planned decommissioning that Ubisoft announced in late 2022. Ubisoft has been delisting several older titles over the last couple years. However, instead of issuing a final patch to make the game playable offline, Ubisoft has been rendering these games unplayable, creating a massive games preservation issue. This has sparked one YouTuber, Ross Scott, to create a new resource website called StopKillingGames.com, which is a multinational initiative to petition governments around the world to create new regulations to preserve the consumers' rights of these games. StopKillingGames.com outlines the steps needed to contact government institutions around the globe, and I would highly encourage everyone to go to StopKillingGames.com or follow the convenient link in today's show description. This is the first step in correcting an issue that has been plaguing the video game industry since its inception. The streaming service Roku has been diversifying from streaming boxes and sticks to integrating their software directly into some smart televisions, which sounds convenient on paper, but Roku uses these televisions to push ads during inactivity on their built-in screensaver, netting Roku extra money and you extra ads. Now, I bring this feature up because Roku recently filed for a new patent that modifies this feature. Normally, when you use these Roku integrated televisions with an HDMI device such as a video game console, the Roku software shuts down. However, in this new patent, Roku's software would keep running in the background, monitoring the signals being sent from the console. Through this monitoring, Roku intends to find sections where the picture and audio have been the same for an undetermined amount of time, such as a pause screen or inactive play, or maybe when you're in the equipment menu of an RPG checking out the stats. In these perceived bouts of inactivity, the patent outlined a system that intercepts the HDMI input and pushes an advertisement. The patent also outlines a system to study the HDMI input to determine what content is being played. In doing so, it could better tailor advertisements to the content you're viewing or playing. Essentially, if you're playing a sports game of some kind, Roku would push sports-related ads to the user. Overall, this patent has not been granted to Roku yet. However, even if it was granted, Roku could shelve the idea. Personally, I would be cautious about buying Roku integrated televisions. Because if there's money to be made by pushing more advertisements to you while you're just playing video games, blood-sucking streaming services will be the first in line to do so. My name's Robbie Landis, and when I'm not filling in for Nate on Let's Play, you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Robbie_Landis, doing all sorts of content around Apex Legends and Dungeons & Dragons. All right, with it being Friday, let's check out some of the biggest stories from this week in gaming with the Friday Replay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Game Developers Conference was host to many interesting interviews. Some even shed light on the current backdoor dealings within the gaming industry. PC Gamer had one such interview that revealed how independent developers are currently navigating deals with Epic Games and Microsoft. In particular, the deals that Epic Games and Microsoft have been making to bolster their respective video game marketplaces have started to dry up. PC Gamer talked to Casey Yano, the co-founder of Slay the Spire studio Megacrit. Yano's takeaway is that Epic and Microsoft are significantly cutting how much they spend for exclusivity deals with smaller developers. While Slay the Spire is self-funded, Yano elaborated that he's spoken with several heads of indie studios, and there were constant admissions that funding from these two companies has been cut or canceled entirely.
Chris Barassa, the creative director for Red Hook Studios, the studio behind Darkest Dungeon, further confirmed Yano's claims. Barassa simply described it as a Gold Rush ending, further elaborating that indie developers are desperately looking for a paradigm shift in the industry to keep studios afloat. Overall, this interview put into perspective the wider implications of investments waning in the video game market. And sadly, this is going to continue to compound the issues we've been seeing in the video game industry, with several more independent studios issuing layoffs or eventually shuttering due to lack of funding. The ongoing fight between Twitch and content creators pushing the envelope of sexualized content continues. This time around, Twitch is taking aim at the quote-unquote green screen meta. For those unaware of what that is, it's where content creators use the chroma key tool built into most streaming software to key out their clothes. This is to draw the focus to erogenous areas of the body. One user in particular green screened their Fortnite gameplay directly onto her butt and back, just to give you an idea of what people are doing. Following several months of this, Twitch has made the executive decision to update their community guidelines to prohibit, quote, content that focuses on intimate body parts for a prolonged period of time. Overall, it's a net positive that Twitch is making their community guidelines more clear for streamers. However, this reactionary amending of the community guidelines can only go so far. Twitch needs to make an actual definitive decision on sexualized content on their platform. Either ban it outright and quit trying to draw lines in the sand that content creators will eventually overstep, or just embrace the emerging market for streamed sexualized content and create a heavily moderated portion of the website to allow such content. Either way, though, this will piss off the streaming community for a variety of reasons. The market research firm Newzoo released their final report on the global consumer spending for PC and console gaming last year, and the figures show that consumer spending increased by 2.6% year over year, hitting $93.5 billion. Breaking down the figure more, spending on console games made up the lion's share of sales, reaching $53.1 billion, an almost 2% year over year increase. PC games saw the biggest jump, with a 4% increase compared to 2022, amassing $40.4 billion. Newzoo attributes this modest increase in revenue to 43 new titles last year, which made up 90% of the total sales in 2023, 17 of which were heavily monetized through microtransactions such as Diablo 4. Those 17 titles made up 59% of the entire spending on video games last year. Newzoo finishes their report by estimating that global consumer spending on PC and console games will reach $107.6 billion by 2026. At the end of the day, every research firm has confirmed that consumers are spending more on video games than ever. So if the number is continuing to go up, why are we seeing wide-reaching layoffs across the whole of the video game industry? Well, the biggest contributing factor is because of the largest consolidation event in video games history. From 2020 to the end of 2023, we saw a total of 905 acquisitions and mergers in the video game industry, totaling $168.5 billion in transactions. And consolidation comes with several consequences for consumers and workers, like rising prices and lower wages. The only benefit with unfettered consolidation like this is that executives and shareholders are seeing huge payouts. I don't know about you, but this makes me really rethink the current state of our antitrust laws. We really need to hold governments accountable for allowing this kind of consolidation to happen without any sort of regulation. Last July, the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, or ESRB, filed for permission with the Federal Trade Commission to use facial recognition software for age verification. The software, which is called Privacy Protective Facial Age Estimation, is used to estimate someone's age before access to a game is given. This facial recognition software echoes similar software used by the Chinese government to regulate gaming as well as spy on their citizens. The ESRB at the time claimed that this technology would become the next evolution in age verification, despite it being one of the most dystopian uses of technology that I personally have ever seen. Now, I bring up this FTC filing because we finally got some movement from regulators. The FTC has made the decision to block the use of this software unanimously. However, they did so without issuing any statements on the merits or lack thereof in using facial recognition software as age verification. The FTC also blocked the ESRB's filing without prejudice, giving the ESRB another opportunity to file again in the future. At the time of this recording, neither the FTC nor the ESRB have responded to requests for comment. Overall, this is a huge win for consumers, and hopefully the ESRB doesn't resubmit this software with the FTC again, because frankly, we don't need a video game lobbying firm playing Big Brother in the United States.
That's it for today's Let's Play. Let's make sure to subscribe and come back tomorrow for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Threads at Robbie_Landis01 and catch me streaming on twitch.tv Robbie_Landis. My name's Robbie Landis. Keep listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.